the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now you know why we're replacing the organ. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent, which is our season of waiting and preparation for the birth of Jesus. And on this final Sunday of our preparation, the church always has us focus on his Virgin Mother. Now, I remember once talking to a preacher of another persuasion, shall we say, and he was doing a series of great women of the Bible, and he very proudly showed me the outline of some of his sermons, and they were very good. And I said, "You seem to have forgotten one person." He said, "Well, who's that?" And I said, "Well, the Virgin Mother of our Lord." He said, "See, it's tricky in my church. We sort of treat Mary like a dead Roman Catholic." Now, you cannot chip away the statue of a mother from that of a newborn child. You cannot suspend the newborn child in the void or think of him without thinking of his mother. You cannot visit the child without visiting his mother. Those two holy heads, Jesus and Mary, are too near to one another for the halos not to mingle and to cross. Now, Mary is a minister of God's coming to us. And this coming was as difficult for her as it is for us when God approaches us with some sort of request or command or call. And we have to decide to say whether yes or no to God's prompting. You know, for all of us, life is made up of a thousand daily questions, moments, encounters to which we have to make response. And oftentimes, our response is automatic, even unconscious. And yet, there's still choices we make. When I got up this morning, I have to say yes or no to getting myself out of bed. And then when I do get up, I have to say yes or no to what comes next, and so on, throughout the rest of the day. But there are some questions that are far from automatic. Some of them are gut-wrenching, and they cause emotion in us that causes disturbance and turmoil. And you can think of those moments in your own life when the yes is hardest to give, such as entering into a friendship or building and continuing in marriage, bearing what seems unbearable, not striking when struck. These are the yeses that are the hardest to give, and sometimes very hard, because saying yes means giving up control into the hands of another, giving someone or something power over my life. And faced with situations like that, we either say no or yes. Very often we give a conditional yes. Yes, I will stand with you, but only so far. Yes, I will take you as my spouse, but only for richer, only in health, and only as long as our sexual chemistry lasts. Yes, I will turn the cheek once, but after that you better look out. Now, those conditional yeses are really no's, aren't they? No, unless things are on my terms. No, unless I maintain control, so long as I'm not inconvenient. And all of those fears of saying yes pale in comparison to the one great fear, which is the fear that we have of saying yes to God. And every human being, myself included, has met that fear to one degree or another. To admit that God is God and I'm not. and to have to deal with the consequences of that truth. It frightens me. I mean, where will God take me? I'm afraid of drawing the short straw of signing a blank check. Fear that my one initial yes will lead to many more yeses. And so the human condition is that we seek busyness and noise and amusement and occupation to keep God away. But in a moment of unguarded silence, he slips through, causing us to hear something we thought we'd never hear. And when we see him, we turn aside and we go on another path, but we find him waiting for us there as well. Where will we hide? For he is everywhere. All of us are afraid of saying yes to God. We're afraid of putting our hand in his. We are afraid of putting our hand in the hand of the man who holds us in his hand. And it's in occasions and circumstances like this that our Blessed Mother comes to us speaking a word of courage. Now, to Mary came a call from beyond, the beyond that was deep within her. A call to be the door into earth of Almighty God. And that call, as we've just heard, disturbed her, perplexed her, distressed her, ended up causing her both great joy and great pain. And as danger does, it fascinated her. But God, the Holy Spirit, overshadowed her, and he found a strong woman, a wise woman, a woman capable of risk. And Mary's yes met God's yes to humanity. For those who think that Our Lady is a dead Roman Catholic, I want you to think of this. On that day, so long ago, when the Father came to the Virgin by the mediation of an angel, that young woman held your fate and mine in her hand, your salvation and mine in her hands. The fate, the salvation of all the world hung in balance, waiting for her to say yes or no. And Mary said, "Yes, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." St. John of the Cross, in poetry, puts it better than I ever could. He writes, "Then summon God an archangel, St. Gabriel, and when he came, sent him forth to find a maiden. Mary was her name. Only through her consenting love could the mystery be preferred, that the Trinity in human form, flesh, might clothe the Word." The spouse of the Holy Spirit, Mary is receptive to God. God filled her and came forth from her in gladness. Mary said yes unconditionally, fully. Again, St. John of the Cross, "By Mary and with her own flesh, he was clothed in his own frame, both Son of God and Son of Man together had one name." Now, as an aside, because he pops up in the gospel today, let me say a word about St. Joseph as well. You know, Joseph intrigues me. It must have seemed for him at times as if he were being sucked into a dark whirlwind. He'd made a simple marriage proposal to a girl that he loved, and now his whole enterprise was backfiring on him. This strange pregnancy, not by him, presented a challenge, to put it mildly, to Joseph. This conception in Mary challenged his honor, his values, his love, his commitment. It even challenged his manhood. Because Mary was now the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph and Mary would live together as brother and sister for the rest of their lives. Joseph resisted, of course. He struggled. He second-guessed. But God had chosen well in Joseph, and God had prepared Joseph well. And Joseph said yes to the Father. Yes to the Father's call to guard Mary, to watch over the birth of God's own son, and tend it carefully until Joseph's life's end. So Joseph's choice, like Mary, was the choice of yes. The yes of Mary, the yes of Joseph, gave God's yes to us, who is Jesus. Now, dear ones, this yes ought to encourage our yes to him in our lives. Joseph's yes, Mary's yes, reveal that it is the sanest thing to say yes to God, which means that it is insane or nonsense to say no to him. Say yes to God. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we pray that Our Lady's prayers may mingle with ours, that her most chaste spouse's prayers will mingle with ours, and that we might speak yes to God who was and is to come. Our Lady comes to you speaking a word of courage. Say yes to God.